Satellites are connecting and protecting the world over. Sean Lotch, director of the Versant Power Planetarium, tells Star 97.7 about April's satellite program that will educate and entertain all ages.
In April, we have a brand new public program on Friday nights called We Are Guardians. This takes a look at how we're using satellites to monitor the Earth and protect it from a variety of threats such as climate change and other things. Fun program for the entire family.
Find a complete schedule of events at the planetarium at astro.umaine.edu. Sundays are made for the whole family at the Versant Power Planetarium on the University of Maine campus in Orono. Director Sean Lotch tells Star 97.7, April is all about the four seasons and the Fab Four.
Our children's program on Sunday afternoons is Magic Globe, A Story of the Seasons. It looks at the reasons for the seasons. You join a young girl, Mia, and her grandfather and learn all about the seasons and the importance of those here on Earth. Then we also have a music show, The Beatles, a day at the planetarium on Sundays at 4. So if you're a fan of the Fab Four, it's a great program to enjoy their music set to a variety of visuals.
For tickets and events happening at the planetarium, including daily events planned for the kids over April break, visit astro.umaine.edu. This is the final weekend to catch Silent Sky at the Versant Power Planetarium in Orono. The play tells the story of Henrietta Leavitt, a groundbreaking astronomer of the early 1900s, who isn't allowed to touch a telescope or express an original idea. Sean Lotch tells Star 97.7 the play details how she truly reached for the stars.
This upcoming weekend, we have the final showings of Silent Sky, the play at our facility. So Saturday on the 1st of April, we have showings at 2 and at 7 p.m. And Sundays, we have a showing at 4 p.m. this Sunday, April 2nd.
Details at astro.umaine.edu. April promises crocuses and hyacinths bursting up from the earth, and planets and a meteor shower bursting forth across the sky.
Venus is getting higher up in our evening sky right away after sunset, and it's great to catch that. We're going to lose Jupiter into the glare of course, sunset for the month of April, but Saturn and Mercury reemerging in the morning sky, so a few nice planets to check out. And April, typically, we also have the Lyrid meteor shower to the 16th through the 30th.
That was Sean Lotch, director of the Versant Power Planetarium, who tells Star 97.7 the Lyrid should peak around April 22nd and 23rd, and could put on a show of 18 to 20 meteors per hour.